For I say unto you, there is an atmosphere here this morning that has not been here in quite some time, saith the Spirit of grace. And I say, but I have been here all the time. And I am here every time. But the atmosphere is what you create in my presence. And I'm telling you that it's for your teaching and for your understanding. This atmosphere was created Friday night. This atmosphere came as a result of the worship and the authority that you gave me, saith the Spirit of grace. And I want to speak to all of my sons and daughters. I want you to come forward in my presence and listen for just a moment. There is no back seats with me. There is no earning with me. Earning and works is a work of the flesh. And I know that all of you battle this at times. Some to greater and some to lesser degrees. But know this, no matter where you're at in your walk with me, if you're mine, if you have been bought with His blood, no matter how much you've been praying, no matter how much you have been meditating my word, no matter how much you have been in the house of God, know this, there are no backseat children with me, saith the Spirit of grace. What can you do to equal one drop of my Son's blood? What process can you work to, in one moment's time, everything that I made you to be brought forward in fullness, saith the Spirit of grace? Know this, it is always a matter of choice. And for some that are feeling the fullness of my liberty this morning, rejoice. For others that are still making a choice, know this, you are no less. Walk in the joy of choosing. Walk in the joy of choice. But know this, you cannot earn my goodness. You cannot earn my presence. For every time that you call me Abba, I witness to you, I am your Father. And as long as you are my child and will always be, know this, that there is nothing that you can do while living in this earthly tabernacle called a body that causes me to love you any more than I already love you, saith the Spirit of grace. So continue. Rejoice and worship. But know that you always have a choice. And I teach you these things so that you all the more say yes to seasons of worship. And when I call the assemblies of worship, because atmosphere is what I have been telling you will change the city. If it can move in one service, what can it do to the city? If things lighten up and joy comes through worship, what will it cause a city to become when I come in fullness? Enjoy my glory and do not earn anything by yourself, saith the Spirit of grace.